have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment.
Yeah. This goes out to the boss. My savior died up on that cross. Yeah, they tried to send him to an early grave. My father rose up, now we all can be saved. He is the way, the truth, and the light. Man, I'm on my way to greatness, following Christ. My father lives in me, yes, I feel so alive. Got these burdens on my back, I'm so weightless, right? Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. He's working miracles in our L-I-F-T. Faith is the evidence of things unseen. Have you doing things different, change your thinking and your thought. Have you hopping like a six tray, bouncing when you walk. Excuse me for a second, man, I hope you got your groove. This verse is certified, JC approved.
I'm brand new, brand new. My soul just had a detox, I'm sorry. I got cleansed like a pure fire, fire, fire. My heart is in that bold desire, oh desire. I've been clean, I've been redeemed. My name is in this book for eternity. I do it all over again, cause he's chosen me. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Through God's lens, I'm pure as gold. Ain't nothing like feeling new, brand new, brand new. Your Christian message is so true, 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 true. What a gift you've given me, my Lord. All this love, it completes me. Sure. Not just for me, but for you. Read His word and see it true.
Feeling brand new. Tell me what I can't do. Some of y'all are still mad. Can't understand you. Negativity unhealthy. Life is fast food. Why you mad, you? Always in a bad mood. We in Cancun. Splashing in some holy water. Thank you God every day. He's a holy father. Y'all running around like you don't have another option. Must have seen faith. Anything possible. New attitude. Brand new mindset. It's a lot to your past. You got a dissect. It's some brand new goals. You ain't even tried yet. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps from your backbone. Up to your tricep, you can build the kingdom, and you need my help. Being poor, I hear like you can try well. You created in His image under God's care, huh?
I'm feeling brand new, brand new. Yeah, I'm feeling brand new, brand new. And it's all because of you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. Out of my religion, out of my
thank you kindly, thank you kindly. Welcome. This is Beyond the Radio. This is your host, your coach, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. I am smiling Shout out to the Elation family right here on Elation Network. We thank you. We love you. Kimmy Kim, I salute you with both hands. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are ready because we got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. And I hope you are ready. I hope you are just as excited and amped up as I am. That's right. So with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The Infamous Award winner, Coach Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building.
Go, Coach.
I'm smiling. Hey, Coach David, how are you? And listeners, how are you guys? We miss you guys. And we have, like Coach David said, a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show for you all. Shout out to Kimmy Kim and the Elation family. We love you all, too. We missed you. But, Coach David, I'm ready for the show.
Yes. So with that being said, can I get another drum roll? The Beyond Offense comedian, our comedian, your comedian, Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building? Tommy Two Toes is not in the building. Hey, Coach, Ed, do you remember back in the days we had like five people up here, right? And
uh-huh.
We used to entertain everybody because we're like, okay, you don't know who's going to be in the building, who's not going to be in the building. And it was so fun because, you know, people used to be like, so such and such coming on tonight or such and such. We're like, we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't see. That's right. We unscripted. We don't see. But, Coach Shay, you know, shout out to Tommy Two Toes. Shout out to the Beyond Fitch family. Shout out to the Elation family. But Coach Shay, we had a wonderful ending to 2023, and then our beginning of 2024. And
yes,
it's been exciting this whole time. You definitely had an epic weekend. Do you want to talk about the weekend, or do you want to talk about how we ended 2023?
I would love to work from how we ended 2023 on into 2024.
Yes. Okay. Well, we had the Black and Gold Party, December, and, you know, shout out to all the people who came. Shout out to all the Beyond Offense artists who showed up and showed out. It was good to be able to, you know, have an extended artist and see how, you know, everyone really works. You know,
yeah.
It's one thing to have artists and everybody is performing separately, but to have us all in one building at one time, and, you know, this was a different genre of artists.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Overall, I had a great time, Coach Shay. What about yourself?
Yeah, you know, Coach David, just so everyone knows what the Black and Gold Party was, we had decided in 2022 that we were going to start opening up the label, the Beyond the Fence label, to a group of artists that were outside of the gospel arena. And before we ended the year, we decided that we were going to provide a platform for them to expose their talents. And so that was really huge for Beyond the Fence as a whole, Coach David. And to the listeners, it was pretty huge because we had been so accustomed to the artists that we had. And so we were opening up our label to, you know, kind of not necessarily commercialize the label, but we wanted to open up a broad range of our audience. And so that's what the Black and Gold Party did for us. A lot of our friends and families came out, and they traveled from as far as Alabama, from North Carolina, from Nashville. So people came from all over. Shout out to WYZE, who actually did, or WIGO, I'm sorry, WIGO, who actually did the promo for that in the Jonesboro area as well. But we went all out, Coach David, and it was a great, great, great experience. We had a lot of great feedback from those who came. I mean, even before that, we had the Black and Gold party, but we had our business-to-business networking event. It was a full weekend. We had our business-to-business networking event on Friday. We have a new client, DIRE Jamaican Restaurant. If you are in the Austell, Georgia area, please go out and visit them. We'll have their information on our Beyond the Radio Facebook page. Make sure you like it. But our artists had an opportunity to do some performances there. And then we went from there to the actual party, the Beyond the Fence Black and Gold party. So another full weekend. But Coach David, I enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed myself. I enjoyed hearing what the artists did. In fact, one of the people who came, one of the attendees, she said, you know what? I'm watching Empire now, some episodes of Empire, and she said it's pretty cool to see what you guys are doing because you guys are taking what I see on TV and I'm now seeing it in real life. And Coach David, I think that to be referenced to anything that would be on TV and what people are seeing from shows like The Empire, not that I'm, marketing them, advertising them, or wanting exposure, but I think it's pretty cool for people to see the work that we put on the back end and for them to be able to identify with its professionalism, the quality of work that we're putting in, and for us to be able to be identified as a label who's putting out artists the way that they see it in that commercial world. So I enjoyed myself overall.
Yes. I definitely had a ball. Again, shout out to DJ G Will. He DJed. He did a phenomenal job, and everybody had so much fun and just the atmosphere. And people, it's definitely a blessing when we do hear people say, "Man, when y'all gonna do that again?" And they felt like a whole year was too long, right? We're going to do this annually. No, you can't do it annually. So just for people to say that alone was very inspiring. So I'm with you on that, Coach Shane. So, we went from the Black and Gold party and right into the new year and, January 20th was an awesome, amazing event. The God is in Everything Conference 2024 10-year anniversary. Idol, we made it.
We made it.
Coach A, God is in everything, right? You started this 10 years ago. I'm going to interview you right quick.
I love it. Go ahead. Shoot it.
A quick little slick interview on you. So, Coach Shane, when you came with the God is in Everything conference a decade ago, made you decide to call it God is in Everything. Coach Shane, what made you do that?
Well,
you can't play, Coach Shay. You got to be serious. People are listening to you on the radio.
You know, when you do that voice, it just makes you laugh. But it's so serious. So, and you do it so well. So, listeners, give him a round of applause for that. But and back in 2014. I went back to Delaware, my hometown. I went back there after preparing for a single release in Georgia. And at that time, Coach David, my state, the state that I come from, they were having a lot of killings, shootings, and deaths. And so instead of doing the actual single release party, what I did was a Stop the Violence concert there in Delaware. So I took all of my resources and my efforts, and I took it to Delaware, and it was a very quick turnaround. Shout out to my cousin LaQuinta, who actually helped me put it all together, got the people in, sold the tickets quickly. We had solidified a church. So my family, they really kind of locked in and got people in there. And on the way back from that concert, we were driving, which was a 12-hour drive from Delaware to Georgia. And I think we were kind of right about North Carolina, Coach David, and I was just looking at the trees. I mean, I was like looking into the trees, and I just thought, wow, this is kind of amazing to see, like, we are living in a life where life in itself is living, and we're not really thinking about it that way. So I'm looking at nature, and I'm just like, wow, like, God is in that, right? And then as time went on, I started to kind of identify with other things. Like, we went to visit a friend who had he's a filmmaker. And a Christian man at the time, I don't know where he is now, but Christian man at the time, and he got locked in with a group of filmmakers who were making horror films. And one of the horror films, it really scared me because it was, I mean, I had nightmares about it. And I said, wow, this man is actually going to church every Sunday. And unfortunately, he is locked in with a group of people who are making horror films, and this is what he's putting out there. And I can tell you, I had nightmares for days. But anyway, Coach David, after 6 months of seeing so many different things that really kind of resonated with God and how our natural being is to really, really seek the God within us, the title came to me, God Truly Is in Everything. And so I named it God Is in Everything because I didn't want to limit people. I didn't want to make it so religious or so spiritual that other people who weren't God-fearing at the time would be afraid to come in. So the title God Is in Everything came from just me seeing the natural things that God created, and then the things that we were going through, the friends that we had, what they were doing, even in their creativity, the kids who had a lot to offer and we weren't really thinking about it. And I said, my God, God truly is in everything. So I kept the title that way. And each year, Coach David, we offered a theme that was specific to something that God would be in. So we've had generational, we've had bridging the generational gaps, as you know. We've had God being in our health and our fitness, our bodies being our temple, God being in your singleness. We've had even a men edition, which we will continue to do, but we had a male edition where it was bringing value back into our homes. God is even in that. And so, so Coach David, to answer your question, it came 2014 as I was driving home from a concert, but it was simply because I was looking at a view that was unexplainable. Trees that were actually moving from side to side, a sky of clouds that were just kind of doing their own dance, doing their own thing. And I just said, like, I mean, I literally took a deep sigh and I just said, wow, God truly is in everything. So that's where it came from.
Yes, well, you know, my you already answered my next question about the themes and year to year. So I will say this. The 10th anniversary was epic.
Yes, 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 yes.
The 10th anniversary was epic. Oh, man, it's, you know, to people don't understand when you hold conferences and award shows and you honor people, what people don't understand is when you hold these events, and whoever is listening to this and actually do events, I want to give you guys some information. This is honest and this is real. When you hold a conference or do a show or concert, understand it is about the people. If you do it to make it about you, you're not going to be as effective. And they might come one time, but how much of an impact did you make where they want to come again and again and again? You might have drew a crowd, right? You might have drew a crowd, but did you draw a relationship? The God Is in Everything Conference, 2024, 10-year anniversary, we made it. And I will say this, Coach David, We connected with the audience. We connected with the people. And it's a great feeling to realize that they will be back.
Yeah. I do want to give a great big shout out to Paula G Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. You know, 2023, we inducted her into the Goddess and Everything family after her first featured appearance in 2018. And she has been a staple, and people see her with us all the time. But this was important to me, and this is what the conference is truly all about, people truly walking out their purpose. You know, when I started it, it was about people identifying with their purpose, which is why we had kids coming in, because we wanted the youth to be able to utilize their creativity in an environment that wasn't so stark or so restrictive, one that was teaching and the cultivating, and that they could see us as adults really having fun while serving God or while praising God. So wanted to offer that opportunity up. And when Paula came on board, you know, it was one year after another year. And because she was walking out her purpose there year after year, it was kind of like, we need to do an induction. We need to make sure that she is a fixture. This year, we served food for the first time ever, Coach David. You know that. Yes. This was the first year. We've always had snacks when we were in person, you know, juices. We've offered water. We've done that. But this year, we went all the way out. Again, shout out to D.I. Reeves, Jamaican Spot, and off of Austell Road, who actually sponsored the food. We were thankful for that. But having someone like Paula G on our team, Paula said, hey, there's a group of people that are fasting. And when you talk about fasting, you talk about connecting with your audience and having to move and pivot quickly. Paula G said, there's a group of people who are coming and we're fasting. And so to ensure that we at least had a meal for them to be able to take part in the meal. Do you know how many of them were actually surprised that they had something specific for them? Talk about connecting with your audience. A lot of people thought they weren't going to be able to eat. And when we told them, nope, we have a meal that is fast-friendly for you guys. We have items that are fast-friendly for you guys. So shout out to Paula G, because that's when you bring someone into your space, they should be adding value to that space. And she didn't have to do that. She could have just said, oh, we'll eat before we come. But it added more value. And that's another opportunity for us to connect. And so it followed the theme, we made it.
We made it.
So, Coach David, I'm going to ask you, because, again, being a co-founder of it, you know, after some years, you were able to come in and take part. I think 2018, again, was one of your first years. How progressive has the Goddess and Everything Conference been for you since 2018 up until now?
I've seen tremendous growth. I mean, when I say, like, to come in and in 2018 and you know what? I had a good time. But, you know, sometimes, man, it's good to see, like, a different type of crowd who's more mature, you know, in their spiritual walk with God. And, you know, sometimes, man, you know, when I came 2018, I seen faces that was, like, wanting to have more fun, but it's like they were backed up because, you know, the people around them, you know what I'm saying? So it's like they held back and they wanted to do a little bit more. They was at a standstill. And then, you know, 2019, oh, man, it was beautiful. I remember the people, we danced, we sang, it was more energetic, but we switched, you know, we changed our circle a little bit, yes and no, but, you know, you knew the people, you was familiar with the people, I already had a relationship, but in that year, we grew even much more, we matured more, much more, our craft and in our spiritual walk, just everything. We just started elevating our thinking. So in 2019 came, it was just so beautiful. You know, we had awesome vendors. We you know, people came in with a smile. They just laughed. They cried, and they had a little workout, a little Richard Simmons workout, you know. and it was inspiring.
Yeah.
And what I remember the most is you had it. From what I remember, it was really meant to be just. It started out as a woman's conference.
Yeah,
and,
that is correct.
More men, you know, were encouraged to come in and really still, you know, respect and honor, you know, this woman's conference, just have some masculine energy. But it's still, mm-hmm. you know, we represent coming in and we respect and we represent that woman as well. You know, it don't take away from our leadership. It make us more leaders when we can salute the woman,
yeah.
you know, and be a support, you know, be an asset rather than a liability.
Yes.
So we want to come in, and I remember when it was all men, like my goal, when I talked to those guys who spoke behind closed doors, I would just tell them, like, man, make it impactful enough because we're here to inspire women, not to go against
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
We're here to inspire. We want them to know their value, how great they are.
Yes.
You know. So let's let the feminine, this feminine crowd, let them feel the masculine energy, but let it be a balance.
Yes.
You know, because we all have masculine and feminine in us, but then that's when our feminine side got to come out to empathize for, and then to show the respect. So then we come in, of course, we're masculine by nature, most of us, you know what I'm saying? So when we come in with our masculine energy, we're here to inspire and love, not to be a hindrance, not to devalue, but to understand that we are one. You know, we need each other. Without each other, there will be no more creation. So we're both equally important, and we're both high value. We just got to respect this is who I am, and that is who you are. And I don't believe it's a gender role. I believe it's
yeah.
a couple. You know, you say, okay, well, this is our boundary. This is what you do. This is what I do. You solidify it. And we respect it, but it got to come a mature stage in life to understand that, you know, that balance is required. It's like we go by gender, and it's not about that.
That's good. That's good. I think one thing to say that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
One thing that I admired about the men's edition, first and foremost, men coming together collectively. I can tell you that probably was one of the roughest, that was one of the roughest and toughest conferences we had, because there were a lot of women on there, and some women took the information and they valued it, and others took it like it was a suppression almost. And others, you know, we were talking to the men about finding value in their home. And that year, you and Paula G were the host and the hostess, and it was amazing because you guys were given your feedback after each speaker regarding from a male's point of view and a woman's point of view. And I felt that was probably the most combative conference that we had had by far, but I learned a lot from it, and that's what this is all about. I learned a lot from it because we were getting information from perspectives of different ages, right? And it was really based off of what people were going through. And so it made me realize that we do need to have something somewhat of a panel, if you will, where we have a perspective of what our youth, teenagers, and our young adults are experiencing, especially as it relates to male relationships. And so that was one of the most combative after the conference, coming from a female perspective, as you men were talking. But I did learn a lot from it, because it showed me that we all do see, you say it all the time, we see things from a different perspective and different lenses. However, we also see it based off of what we've experienced. And so I do want to give a shout-out to the men for that year for really holding it down. And Paula G has been saying we have to have something again for the men. And so this year, 2025 coming, we are definitely going to be announcing that before we, you know, before we let you guys go to save the date. But the men will be coming back. The men will be coming back.
All right.
Yes. So I'm excited about
that being said, it's halftime. Where the music at? Where the music? Where the music?
Purpose as a plan. Well, I was that way too. And one day I just decided to move. And I encourage you to do the same thing as I tell you a little bit about me. 17 with two babies outside. Nearly had me going crazy outside. I never thought I'd see the sunshine again. I just kept on pushing, but you gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me everything. You gave me life, you gave me hope. This is the song I sang. About the age of 27, I knew what I would be. in this cold, cold world. Walking around with so much shame.
I wasn't popular in high school.
People barely even knew my name.
But you,
you gave me life.
You gave me life.
You gave me hope.
You gave me hope.
You gave me everything.
Everything.
But you,
you gave me life.
You gave me life.
You gave me hope.
You gave me hope.
You gave me everything.
Everything.
But you,
my mama worked so many jobs just to make ends meet. Had a good meal
to eat.
Always thought we had it made by the clothes we wore. But she just kept on pushing us. She knew that there was so much in store
for me.
17 with two babies, babies. Nearly had me going crazy. I never thought I'd see the sunshine again. So I just kept on pushing. But you, you gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me everything. You gave me life, you gave me hope, this is the song I sing. I always knew life could be this good, just didn't know how I would get there.
Lord, but you.
I always knew life could be this good, just didn't know how I would get
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I am your co-host, Coach Shay Samuels, and I'm in the building with your main man, Coach David Benton. We are talking tonight. Our topic is We Made It. It's 2024. Let's give a great big shout out to our sponsors, 2024 sponsors. Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. We have been pushing her for the last 2 years, you guys, and we want to say thank you so much. Thank you so much for those of you who may have reached into her, maybe checked her website out. But if you are listening and you're looking for a voiceover, a quality voiceover, not just any voiceover, a Paula G. Voice voiceover, we want you guys to look her up. And also for anyone, if you are a business owner and you may have training programs out there that you want, we know AI is out there. We know that you got the GPT chat, all of that good stuff, but you want someone that you could actually work with and can actually put together your vision. We want you to reach out to Paula G at paulagvoice.com or paula@paulagvoice.com and let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. We always have to give a great big shout out to our DJ, the Beyond the Fence DJ, DJ G Will G Weezy is what I call him. If you're in the Knoxville area, surrounding areas, and listen, he'll travel because he's been back and forth to Georgia to do these events we're talking about. Make sure you book
all the way to St. Louis.
all the way to St. Louis. Book DJ G Will, again, G Weezy is what I call him. Listen, all kinds of music, all genres, fun-loving family man, and he will get your parties popping. Don't forget to go onto our YouTube page, Dottie's and Everything, and check out him virtually getting it going. He's going in on the virtual experience as well. So let him take your vision and bring it to life by DJing. So shout out to DJ G Will. You can reach him at Beyond the Fence. It's Beyond the Fence One. That's BeyondaFence1 at gmail.com. And we do want to give a great big shout out to those of you who have reached into us to connect with him and booked him for your event. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, LLC. Listen, we are helping businesses and individuals take their visions and bring them to life. And we are excited. We have an upcoming announcement about an event that we just completed and what we've done there. But if you are a new business, an existing business, and you just want to talk business, let's talk. Reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com and make sure you visit our website at letstalkbusiness.vonza. That's VONZA.com. Coach David, back to you.
Well, back to me it is, Coach Jay. Great announcements. Hey, shout out to all the sponsors. We love you and we appreciate you. Look, I'm telling y'all, Beyond the Fence is in
the doors of the church are now open. Push your face.
Jesus, other brother. What's going
how
on?
How you
bro?
Doing?
Oh, here,
how
man,
you
let
doing?
Me let you know. I got to explain something to you, okay? You know in the Bible where the question was asked, how many times should you forgive one another?
Yes, yes, yes.
And the answer was, I believe, 7 times 70. I had to help Jesus with his math, with his multiplication, because he thought it was 147. He almost had to go to summer school. So I had to help him with his timetables.
Oh,
so you telling me you thought Jesus had to do math?
That is correct.
Now, Jesus, other brother, man, I don't know if you're hating on Jesus or what, man, but you can't keep hating on Jesus, man.
I'm not a hater. I just wanted the truth to come out because ain't nobody going to tell the truth but me, so I'm going to let you know what really happened.
Well, brother, listen, we love you, but you got to get up out of here. We got a show to do.
We got to go.
All right.
We
y'all have a great show. Y'all have a great show.
Thank you so much.
Brother.
And you have to be here. Still hearing from you. Stop popping it up on us like that.
Yeah, you can't just be busting in all the time. You got to knock first, man. Coach Shay, I don't know what we're going to do with him. I don't know. Jesus, other brother, he different. Yeah, Jesus, little brother. You know, we blocked him. He can't get back in. And then Jesus, other brother, come and you just come out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do, Coach Shay.
The whole family just trying to get in.
Yes, it's sad. But, you know what? I know on the first segment, we were talking about the Guys and Everything Conference. So, and I do want to give a great big shout out to our Canada family.
Yes.
That morning, during the same day as the conference, we had a virtual conference with our family that's in Canada. So shout out to Canada. It's the Guys and Everything Conference Canada.
Canada Edition. We love it.
Yes, Canada first annual for that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm inspired. I'm ready to celebrate our 10th with them, you know. So shout out to everybody. It's called An Hour of Power. It was phenomenal.
Yes.
Awesome,
yes.
Amazing time. What about you, Coach Jay?
You know, Coach David, I want to say, too, as we talk about the theme, we made it, I think a lot of people at times, you know, we do have to have like a teaching moment because that's who we are, that's what we do. But I think a lot of times people overthink their purpose, people overthink their visions, and everything has to look right, everything has to be right, everything has to be in place, I believe in dotting the I's and crossing the T's, I do. But I believe at some point, if you don't move on what God has given you, if you don't move on the vision you have, you can talk yourself right out of it. We were talking about 2019 where we did our last in-person, prior to this year on January 20th, we did our last in-person conference. And I remember talking with you about doing an award show. And I was trying to squeeze in that award show somewhere within the year. And that was back in like 2016, maybe 17. And we utilized the space that we had with the conference to do our first award show. And we started off with just small certificates, and they were really unique in the way we did it. We didn't just do it like we just gave them like a first grade certificate. But we utilized the space that we had. And when the pandemic hit, we didn't know how we were going to execute another conference. In fact, I think I told everyone there, we could have just given up, but we made it. We made it happen. We got a virtual experience going, and there we met our Canada family. So just an encouragement, whatever you envision or whatever God is giving you, whatever you write down on paper, whatever you're believing in yourself to do, just go out and do it. The resources will come as you put yourself out there. But we did this virtual experience, and we found Canada. Canada found us. And every year they came back. And because we are who we are, what we did was we started to invite them in. We incorporated them into, because they also have purpose. They also had stories. They heard Kimmy Kim's story of her overcoming her battle with cancer. And then they called and said, hey, we have someone over here. We have a whole group of women who are survivors, and some aren't survivors. But we have a support group here, and that really blessed them. Kimmy Kim is in St. Louis, and she might not have thought her testimony was going to touch people in Canada, but it did. And so then Canada came in, and this year we went back live, and they were saying how sad and they were because they wouldn't be able to take advantage of the experience. Guess what we did? We thought quickly on our feet, and we made that happen. We made it. We made it. And so as we were talking to Canada, Canada started talking about Barbados. And so y'all can expect that for 2025 when we start having these conversations, but it's just going to keep growing. So you asked me how I felt, Coach David. I felt invigorated. I felt like this vision that I had in 2015, it just started to grow. It kept growing. It kept growing. And I, as much as I stayed committed to it, I started meeting new people, new resources. If you look around, the people who started off with me aren't here. The people who started off with me are nowhere close to where this conference has gone. I remember people saying, stop the conference. I remember people saying, we're not allowed to be a part of the conference. Some people question, well, what's the point of the conference? What fruit are you getting out of the conference? And here we are 10 years later, and now not only do we have a U.S. edition, but we now have a Canada edition. So I want to encourage you, if you're listening tonight and you're sitting on a dream, you're sitting on a vision, you're sitting on something that you know you're supposed to do, that's what this does. That's what we're all about, pushing you into your purpose. Do it. Don't worry about the ins and the outs. Don't worry about where the finances are going to come from. Don't worry about the people, the resources. Once you step out on it, I guarantee you all of that will come into place. But I enjoyed it, Coach David. Canada was amazing. We were able to honor a group of women, WIP7. Shout out to them. They really were a joy. They just started their organization in January, officially on the 10th of January, and they're already awarded something internationally. And so that says a lot about who we are and what we do and our values as well. So, yes, Canada was amazing. Shout out to Don Barker, who now has a hosting spot for Canada with the backup apology voice. Shout out to Pastor Shireen Spencer, who laid it down. Shout out to John Michael, because John Michael, again, stepped right on in And he was able to put that thing together as DJ G Will, G Weezy is what I call him. As he was putting together the in-person U.S. edition, John Michael was spinning on the ones and twos on the virtual experience. John Michael was spinning on the virtual experience. So it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
Yes. I love Canada. You know what I'm saying? I love Canada. It feels so good being able to connect with people across the world, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, it make you make that look, that church face. You know how your face and your face look sour?
Uh-huh.
Like you just suck that lemon, like you suck that lemon, like you just now, somebody just put a lemon right in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
You get that bitter look. You know, that bitter taste look. It make you do that, and it's a beautiful thing, man. So people don't understand. People's visions may have similarities, but what we got to understand, they're still different.
Yes. Yeah.
They're still different. And when it comes to a team, everybody got to focus on, like I know I have my own visions, but the vision I have for you, Coach Shay, may not be 100% of what you desire, but that 30% I might have correct.
Correct.
The 30% I got correct, I'm going to give 100% to that. And I think that's what
that.
We all got to do as a team. You know what I'm saying? I might just
that.
Have 30% of your vision because understand this is your vision. I might have 30% of it, but I'm going to give 100% at the 30% I have in me. I'm going to give it my all. I'm not going to half step. And it's a blessing because we have people on the team who don't have self.
Yeah,
who's all in.
Sure.
It's not about self. It's about the people. And what we can do to be a blessing to them. That's feeding the people. Like when the disciples said, Jesus, the people hungry. Jesus said, you feed them. We decided to feed instead of just begging and pleading, Lord, please just send down manna out the sky and feed the people. No. See? That was the best. Jesus could have easily said, you know what? Lord, just send down the... No. He still had to go get the fish. The fish came from the sea. The bread had to be made. They had to go put in work. The problem is they only got that amount of fish because they didn't go back and go get no more fish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jesus was trying to tell them, man, here, man, give it to me. See, you can't feed them because you didn't put in that work to go feed them. So here, let me do this. But that was a lesson unto them. Now they know if you want to eat, you got to put in the work and go get your meal. That's why Jesus said, you feed them. I'm going to do this for you, but you feed the people. We decided to feed the people instead of begging and pleading God to do everything for them. We understand that God is in us, and we're using ourselves as an example of who God is because we're created in God's image and God's likeness. When God is in everything, understand that God is in each one of us. If you believe the spirit of life is in you, understand you are a replica of the creation of God. So this God is in everything conference, we want to help people execute God, not just scream and holler and dance and run around. No. We want you to become who you are designed to be so you could be effective on this planet. God is in everything. You are included in that everything. O'Shea, what you think about that?
Yeah. No, I think that ties right into the most recent conference that I did.
That's my closing. That's my closing.
Yeah, it ties into God is in everything. Past weekend, Coach David, I had the honor of not just doing praise and worship, but our company, Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, being one of the phenomenal speakers, amongst two other phenomenal speakers. Shout out to LaWanna Bradford and to Prophetess Kay Nash out of Florida. These women were phenomenal, and of course, our company was there to represent in speaking on women of God in sales, and so it was amazing. But the conference was called the Design of God Conference, and it was so amazing to see a number of women. You said we all can do the same thing. We finished our conference talking about purpose and identifying with that and giving our own community awards. Shout out to Sergeant Barrett and to all the other honorees that night, Sophia Ransom, Kaywana Broomer, there was Dee Hill, shout out to all of them, Dr. Angela Harris, shout out to all of the honorees at the God is in Everything Conference. But you know, watching this conference that we just did this past weekend and how much work goes into it specifically for the people who are coming. One thing I said, and I hold true to this because we had experiences even at our own conference, that when you put a title of woman or man of God in front of anything you do, there is an expectation and proper representation of what God is or who God is, right? I always use the example, Coach David. I use the example, one time I went into Target and I needed help with something, and I saw someone with a red shirt on. And I immediately went to that person and asked them for help. And they were like, I don't work here. The representation is that Target workers, employees, they wear red shirts. So I automatically assumed that the person worked there. It's the prime representation of what we do when we say we are a man and a woman of God. And unfortunately, when it comes down to our business or when it comes down to what we put together, we're not a representation, a true representation of it. So, yes, God is in everything, and we are operating designed by God. We are operating like we teach out of Genesis 5, that God created us in his image and his likeness. And so everything that we do, we have the ability to create. So when we do these things, we have to be mindful that we are doing exactly what God asked us to do, go out, subdue the earth, and that's by creating. So I do want to give a great big shout out to Dr. Renee Sunday, who created an atmosphere for us to be able to talk to hundreds of business owners, thirsty business owners, billionaires in the making, and some billionaires and millionaires already in the room, honoring over 25 women for doing such a great job in the community of business. And I'm talking fire powerhouse women. You can find those photos again on Beyond the Radio, the Facebook page. Make sure you go ahead and like that page and subscribe to that page. And also make sure you connect with me on YouTube at Shea Samuels, because there's going to be a lot of recap there as well. But I want to give a great big shout out to the Sunday Foundation. And I want you guys to please look that foundation up. It's doing a lot for our children in the community. It's doing a lot for the seniors in our community. She's doing a lot as it pertains to, she's an anesthesiologist, and she's doing a lot in the healthcare world, and you guys will see us partnering with her a lot this year in 2024. So I'm excited about that, Coach David. But I do want to give a shout out to her, all the honorees, all the speakers, including myself, and every attendee who was there. I am excited. If you're listening tonight, I am excited. This is why I'm a little bit hoarse, Coach David, because I've been, like, talking all weekend. But I'm excited for your business or your businesses to come, and I'm excited that I had an opportunity to connect with you and you connect with us, and we look forward to serving you all in 2024. We've had an exciting start to our year, Coach David. Well, you said you closed out already.
Shout out to all the Beyond Offense artists. We loved you guys. It was amazing to see G Will's wife, Nikki Faulkner, his daughter, her husband, Miss Alma, and Mr. Gerald, her husband, Primo, the Don, the Jewel, his wife, Lori. Shout out to Two Toes. He was in there, man, just having that family, that love. It was so beautiful. And everybody worked. So with that being said, we'll see you guys next Sunday.
So
Beyond the fence.
DB Jones.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True Two.
You know I got
you. The Jewel.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughtered them all, the harder I ball. Fighting like a spirit cat, with her back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to and see once I've already proven. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the land of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving to some of our children? Built a team, not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond the fence is a family tree. If the queen, we do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
When coming through the years, I want my own fight. No life, thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that shit my whole life.
Receiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. Say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer to my life, I'm bleeding. I'm in the full basement, thinking. Structures in my life, too needed. Same friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the back to the past, I leave it. I'm a man, I'm a mind, I'm clean. For Christ, where's the real Christ, they need it. In a bird, I'm a child, and I heat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I'm mean it. I'm independent, my life was a teenager. I found out my words, Lord, still. Receive it for Colorado, I'll still receive it. Never stops, and I know I keep preaching once or twice. I never will be this blue the floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focused and never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will, I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff, the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm nothing to use it. Bruising the proving, I'm winning, I'm losing. Something my dudes exposed to delusion. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Concert through the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sleeping time, define our band and hurts. Conduct with metal, touch,
everything
bring it together for the betterment. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in Chile, graduate on school veterans. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at watching beyond the fence.
We are beyond.